Chris Young, looking for you. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week, we've got the duo Dan and Shay with a special version of their song, From the Ground Up.
I'll be right back.
Hello?
Hey, I'm just...
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every night Dad had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house.
For a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Get ready for two big days this year. Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th. Kennan Fire Department's truck and tractor pull at Kennan Memorial Park off of County Road N in Kennan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins Friday, 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin truck pullers. 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday, weigh-ins 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin. Two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Family fun with parades, children's museums, food from John and Heidi at Happy Days, raffles, and more. All proceeds go to Kennan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it.
A great big helping of straight-up music and encouragement featuring country's biggest stars is always served up right here in Power Country every week.
That you, wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car, driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you know.
time now for our weekly All-American Salute. You know, the colder months can be dangerous if you're outdoors without proper clothing to keep warm. Well, a couple of folks in Mesa, Arizona, Shari Monsam and Kendra Cook, decided to do something to help those who need but can't afford those extra items of warm clothing. The two ladies started putting hats and scarves on 18 statues around the downtown area, saying anyone who is cold is invited to take one. The clothing is donated from family and friends and also purchased from thrift stores. This is the fourth year that they've done this, and we hear that the hats and scarves disappear pretty quickly, which definitely means there are a lot more people in the downtown Mesa, Arizona area feeling a lot warmer these days. Shari Monsam says, "We can all make a difference, and you know, I believe she's proving that. Because it really doesn't take much, just a caring heart and a little effort." This week, we salute Shari Monsam and Kendra Cook for their heartwarming and also head and neck warming act of compassion.
Positive country music is always playing in Power Country.
every couple of weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. These pretty girl stories and how he bought an A-Street trailer and a J-45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are.
just ahead, we're going to hear from Chris Young. Plus, we've got another one-of-a-kind country star acoustic performance in our Power Country Unplugged segment. Only right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Sammy Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, your Power Country tour guide. And it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, growing up in the country is a gift. It teaches you about life, hard work, self-reliance, and freedom. With more on that, here's Jason Aldean.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on those boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room.
sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. Town boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population side. Yeah, girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita? Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next. I'm kissing you right here.
concerned about the electric bill. Every light in the house is on. Happy to have you here with us in Power Country. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. You know, each and every week, we keep our ears open in search of outstanding songs on the albums of today's top stars. And this week, we've got a very special track from the one and only Dolly Parton. It's off her album called Rockstar, where she has put her own unique touch on a bunch of classic rock songs. The original release of this song was a hit way back in 1980 for the group REO Speedwagon, featuring lead vocalist Kevin Cronin. Dolly teams up with Kevin, and they sound great together on this newly recorded version of Keep On Loving You. Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin, Keep On Loving You, from Dolly's album, Rockstar. Well, we've definitely got a lot more great music on the way for you, including songs from Ashley McBride and Luke Combs, plus our weekly All-American Salute. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Escape from all the negativity. This is Power Country with Rich Miller.
2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement starts right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and we all know it sure can be a challenging world out there. This is the place to recharge and get your spirit lifted. This hour, we'll play an uplifting power track from the one and only Dolly Parton. We've got a roadside sign about growing up in the country. Our All-American salute is for a couple of ladies who exemplify kindness and compassion. Got another unplugged performance for you, plus later on in hour two, a Power Country backstage pass with Chris Stapleton. Let's get it all going right now with Mark Wills, 19-something.
Seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of evil needle scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried.
Miller. Yeah.
Lady Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Coming up, we'll share a roadside sign about the benefits of growing up in the country. Plus, we've got a special power track featuring the most upbeat person I have ever met, the one and only Dolly Parton. You're traveling through Power Country with yours truly, Rich Miller.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Key testimony set to begin Monday in the criminal trial of former President Trump. Trump's former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, set to take the stand for the prosecution, laying out what he says were efforts to illegally help Trump's campaign by burying damaging stories. After 7 months of laying siege on Gaza, Israel has insisted Hamas's last stronghold is in the city of Rafah. Yet on Sunday, Israeli forces clashed with militants all across the Gaza Strip, including in the devastated north. Spectacular sights for millions of Americans this weekend as a powerful solar storm prompted displays of the northern lights where they aren't usually seen. Liam Boyle saw them along Chicago's lakefront along with other gazers.
People got their differences, but something like this just brings everyone together. We're all the same at that point.
Officials say so far there haven't been any widespread impacts to power utilities or communication grids, as officials have warned. This is ABC News. No relief in sight. Home prices continue climbing in much of the country.
A recent Realtor.com survey found nationally, buyers need to make about $116,000 a year to purchase a typical home. Prices up a staggering 40% in just the past 4 years, putting home ownership out of reach for many. The persistent lack of homes for sale keeping prices high. Many sellers staying on the sidelines, thanks to what economists call the lock-in effect. Homeowners unwilling to sell and give up the ultra-low mortgage rates they locked in just a few years ago.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Minnesota officials unfurling its new state flag atop the Capitol for the first time on Saturday. The new flag and accompanying state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said were remindful of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The flag and seal no longer feature a Native American riding away while a white settler plows his land. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Birth doulas help new mothers with the stress and anxiety of childbirth. But there's another type of doula, people who support people who are dying. Terry D. has more.
Death doulas or end-of-life specialists give spiritual and emotional support to people nearing death in a non-medical setting. Kim Burgess is an end-of-life doula and certified adult geriatric nurse practitioner. She says fulfilling a dying person's wish to be in their desired setting is important.
People wanted to stay in their home, their comfort of their home, their own surrounding, their own food, their own loved ones. So I loved being able to support people in that role.
Training to become an end-of-life doula happens in workshops with required reading and work-study assignments. Since it is not a federally recognized field, insurance companies do not cover these services. Death, or what is sometimes called the other side, can produce feelings of fear or a sense of denial, especially if a terminal condition has been diagnosed. Burgess says it is a 24-hour job for loved ones helping someone in these final days or weeks, and she's encountered families who are unprepared for the caregiving needs.
And a lot of times their family is saying, we're just overwhelmed, and we have hospice involved, but we still feel like we need some more support. An end-of-life doula can be there giving the family reassurance or making some slight suggestions.
Doulas can also help plan and advance directive, instructions a person can leave behind about their funeral service or cremation, what to do with a pet, or help writing a loving message to family and friends. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Crew with a come from behind win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked like the Cardinals losing streak was finally coming to an end. St. Louis was up 3-2, bottom of the seventh, when Milwaukee's Reese Hoskins was at the plate and used a golf swing on a low slider. The call nationwide on Fox Sports.
Kittredge home, Hoskins in the air, center field, ranging back Ciani, back to the wall.
To 3 in favor of Milwaukee was the final score. Hoskins at his locker in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I didn't think I had enough to get out. I know I got some good barrel to it, but just like with the way that some of those balls have been going and just the way he was tracking it, I thought he was going to get some glove on it. Obviously he did, but got just enough.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
From what I've been told, it was a really good pitch and he stayed through it. When he's using that approach to stay to right center, he's square to the ball. He's really tough.
From AmFam Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
They tuck their tail in, by the way, so that they can't get caught. So it's not only a fearful reaction, it's also a playful reaction.
Decoding the weird behaviors our pets do on a daily basis. Then.
What happened this year with the NCAA Women's Tournament, it just was kind of like the right place at the right time and everything boomed all at once.
How did women's basketball suddenly get so popular? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Still looking for the perfect Mother's Day gift? Check out Macy's Gift Finder. It's easy. In just a couple clicks, you'll find personalized gift ideas from top brands that are perfect for the beauty guru, the spa lover, or even the new mom. Plus, Macy's has great gifts for every budget, so you can go as big or small as you want. Find the Mother's Day gift that says, I love your style, on Macy's.com/giftfinder. Give love today at Macy's.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
In the U.S. today, 2 out of 3 Americans own a pet. According to a Pew Research survey conducted last April, about a third of households own more than one. If you own a pet, whether it's a dog, cat, bird, fish, or even something more exotic, there's probably been several times when their behavior leaves you dumbfounded. It can be anything from how they greet you to the sounds they make, or even the ways in which they position themselves when they're eating, napping, or peeing. Even though you spend almost every day with them, sometimes it can be hard to figure out the deeper meaning behind these quirks. Take cats, for example, a domesticated species we've been keeping as pets for more than 10,000 years.
We have co-evolved to understand each other in ways that we might not realize that we're understanding each other. A cat will look to its human to see if something's okay to approach in a room. They understand your body language and your behavior. They understand if you're sad. They can pick up on your emotions. And when they see that you're sad, if you have a cat that you've bonded with, they'll kind of bump you. And we have an instinct to reach out and pet them when they do that. It's very hard. I mean, if you think about it, not very many things can come up and bump us and we'll want to reach out and pet it. But we've evolved with our cats to want to do that.
That's Eleanor Spicer Rice, an entomologist and the author of Your Pet's Secret Lives, The Truth Behind Your Pet's Wildest Behaviors. Spicer Rice is an expert in studying insects, animals, and other living organisms, and the deep connections we have with these creatures. She details how these interactions with our own pets create a physiological change.
And when we look into their eyes, we produce the same chemical, oxytocin, that you produce when you're bonding with your human child. It is this feel-good, wonderful chemical. And when you start making oxytocin, your cat starts making oxytocin in their bodies, and you have this positive feedback loop that you two are giving to each other to feel good together. And your cat can do that for you. Your dog can do that for you too. Your cat's a little bit better at recognizing these signals like this, but it's amazing.
Spicer Rice also explains how certain items that our pets love have a deeper explanation. Ever wonder why your cat seems to be forever obsessed with catnip?
If the leaves on a catnip plant are damaged, the cat has an uncontrollable urge to bite it and roll in it. And it makes them really stoned. It fools around with their neurons. It makes them feel really good and blissed out until their senses get overwhelmed after about 15 minutes, and then they have to stop. And then they can go back and do it some more. But what they found is that catnip is actually an excellent pest repellent. So those cats who roll around on catnip are less likely to get mosquito bites. They're less likely to be bothered by insect pests that feed on blood. And so their crazy affection for catnip and the way that it makes them feel actually is helping them to survive out in the wild.
Just like cats, there's a lot of weird behaviors that dogs do that owners don't quite understand. Spicer Rice studied some of these weird phenomenons, like why dogs tend to linger and turn around multiple times when going to the bathroom.
Sometimes we're watching them and they're like, could you just go ahead and go, you know, because the dog is spinning around and not going to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden it just stops and goes, right? Well, it turns out that that is not a random behavior at all. It turns out that when dogs stop to go to the bathroom, they align their bodies with the north